This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest job cuts to the federal government are coming from the Department of Education. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Overnight, the Department of Education gutted. More than 1,300 workers told they're being laid off, now cutting the agency roughly in half. Education Secretary Linda McMahon saying those cuts are just the first step.
A snapshot on inflation has just come out this hour from the Commerce Department. It's a little bit lower than most people thought. Dow futures up 539 points because of that. Those numbers will not reflect the tariffs, however, on aluminum and steel products, 25% that were implemented overnight. Investors haven't liked much of what they've seen so far in the stock market. The S&P, which is what most 401ks track, is down 5% overall for the year. Militants wearing vests loaded with explosives have barricaded themselves inside a train in remote southwest Pakistan. Holding 250 hostages, Pakistani security forces were able to rescue some. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel debate for the first and only time tonight. Despite saturation advertising, fewer than 40% of respondents to the latest Marquette poll say they've heard or read a lot about the Supreme Court race. WISN-TV hosts the debate at Marquette Law School. Rebecca Cook announces another run for Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, again challenging incumbent Republican Derek Van Orden, who she narrowly lost to in the 2024 November general election. The 3rd District expects to be one of the most competitive congressional seats in the country. And Wisconsinites were scammed out of more than $100 million in 2024. Federal Trade Commission reports just over $106 million came from more than 30,000 fraud reports last year, with the average loss being $357. Imposter scams were the most reported category of fraud.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:04 on a beautiful, sunny Wednesday morning. We are halfway through the work week now, and some great weather ahead for the next few days. Hey, you can't complain about that, right? Here's a flock of seagulls on Max FM. maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dame Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry, LLC. It is 8:07 on Wednesday morning. Here is Foster the People on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is sponsored by Happy Handy Harry LLC. Handy Harry LLC, I should say. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. You know, I got looking out the window. I got distracted. You know, it's going to be a thing today, apparently. Something shiny going on outside the window here, and Dave's looking. So
squirrel. Squirrel.
Yeah, squirrel. You know, and we should probably...
The squirrel with the shiny collar.
Right. That's all it's going to take this morning. I know that much. So I can see...
I'm kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It happens. And let's talk about the weather. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 57. And tonight, mostly clear with a low of 31. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 65 on Friday. Get the shorts out. Partly sunny, a high of 72. Breezy, though, wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Now, Friday night, we're keeping tabs on showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low of 39. Now, there's a chance that we could see some severe weather Friday night. We are monitoring that system. We'll know more tomorrow. But our meteorologist and myself are keeping tabs on that, and we'll break in if necessary. We should have a little more clarity by tomorrow. Currently, it's 28 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Well, that's not that warm, but that's okay. You know what? The sun's out. It's going to be nice. It's the thing is we've turned the corner. We know this. We're headed into real spring. We're going to have a couple more weather bouts as we always do in March, and then we'll have that good rain in April, and then the flowers will come up. So you know what? We have turned that corner. We're heading in that direction, and I think we can all feel comfy with that. I mean, we might have, you know, we always get another little snow or something in March and probably one in April, but it won't last. I saw some bulbs coming up. I'm just saying, it's happening.
Oh, yeah. I saw some robins yesterday, and I actually saw them a week ago. So definitely spring is almost here. And, you know, it's about that time of year where we're going to talk about some things that happen in Wisconsin and ice cream. And you sacrifice so much for your children. And then they turn around and write you out to the fuzz. A mom in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, got a visit from the cops last week after her 4-year-old son turned her in for eating his ice cream, Emily.
Oh, my goodness. So this is not far away from us, folks.
No.
This is only 20 miles south of Milwaukee. So, like, this is in our hood, everyone. So, you know, keep an eye on your ice cream. Keep an eye on your kids. This kid, okay, so we're talking about a 4-year-old who called the cops on his mom for eating his ice cream. He called and told them that she was, quote, being bad. And then he said, come and get my mommy and put her in jail.
Wow, he was really upset.
He was really upset. His mom got on the phone a few seconds later and said, quote, I ate his ice cream, so that's probably why he's calling. He believed her, but they had to do a welfare check just in case. I mean, they do need to follow the procedure.
They do.
And I'm sure if any kid calls the cops on their parents, they do have some, you know, steps that they have to make in order to kind of close the case on that one. Not that there was a case, but when they showed up, he tried to get her in trouble again. This is getting serious. Now, I don't know where this is going here, but this kid needs to kind of figure it out here. He claimed that she hit him, which, you know, again, sounds like he was looking for some attention on this because he had every eyes on him, and all of a sudden he was in the middle of everything, and maybe he was just kind of, you know, making stuff up, it seems like. Then he admitted he was just angry about the ice cream, so he did admit that he made that up, but little kids, they don't really know the seriousness of something like that. He probably just was trying to carry on with the attention he was getting. I mean, this is just my guess, but I do know kids, and that's, you know, but that's serious. So the mom had a sense of humor about it, though. She just laughed. You can read the rest of them.
Okay, so we're talking about a kid who called 911 on his mom. They showed up because he said that mom did something bad, and then it was because she ate his ice cream. So mom, even she had a good sense of humor about it. She laughed. She even let him put her in cuffs, but he eventually said he didn't want to press charges. How nice of her 4-year-old son. It turns out, though, it wasn't even his ice cream to begin with. It was hers. They had two, and he just thought she stole his. He also didn't dial 911. He got Siri to make the call. Ooh. The officers noted he seems like he's pretty smart for his age. Remind you, this 4-year-old used Siri to call 911 to report his mom for stealing his ice cream. Now, they went back the next day and brought him some ice cream. They even added sprinkles because he said he liked them. There's a YouTube video out there. Yeah, what?
I know that's like nicey-nice of the cops to do that, but it kind of feels like he got rewarded by calling the cops on his mom.
Right? You know, I was thinking that because, okay, they came over and they, you know, were very good about it because obviously they called 911 saying, yeah, mom's been bad, 4-year-old, you know. You're going to be like, okay, that doesn't sound good. We better send someone to do a check, even though mom says, yeah, everything's fine. And then they realize, okay, it's all over his stolen ice cream, but then they bring him ice cream the next day with sprinkles. I'm like, not so sure. I am a little shocked on that. And I get it. They want him to know that, yeah, everything is going to be okay. But this was not a real emergency. And obviously, he used his smart device or his phone to do this. Or I'm assuming he has a tablet, is my guess, of some sorts of an iPad.
Yeah, or, I mean, can't you do that on your Alexa or your Echo Dot? I mean, can't you just tell Siri to do stuff now? Remember when we were talking about that upgrade?
Well, remember, though, Siri is Apple thing.
A phone Alexa thing.
Yeah, so you would say have to say, hey, Amazon, hey Alexa to have your Alexa device to do it. So I'm believing this has to be an iPad or maybe an iPhone. So, or maybe it was an old iPhone. So again, parents, keep an eye on what your kids are doing, but don't steal their ice cream or let them think you stole their ice cream because, you know, I can't even imagine doing that as a child because if I had done that as a child, I guarantee I'm not getting an ice cream with sprinkles. Something else is going to be getting sprinkled and that's what's going to happen there. And it wasn't going to be good. So,
no, that would be serious trouble. Serious trouble. So, I don't know. I mean, four is pretty young. So, you know, there's, I don't know. In a different situation, if you know, that could have gone a different way. So, I don't know. Not gonna mom that situation because everybody's got their own scene in their own family and how things are done. But, you know, this kind of brings out the idea of it's great having voice-controlled devices to do things for you, but also at the same time, when there are kids having access to that kind of stuff and they can do something like call the cops, that's a great thing if they're calling the cops in a real emergency, but it's also kind of, I don't know, if there's a kid trying to be a prankster or something, like that could go real wrong. So, I don't know. Something to think about, folks. I don't know if you know anything more about this story, you want to comment on it, always feel free to text us. We're happy to hear your opinion and chat about it on the air right now. And that's what the morning show is all about, man. Live radio. We can
do that. And it's just, And so, again, we're talking about the four-year-old who called the cops on his mom for eating his ice cream. So, not a good thing, kids. If you happen to be listening, don't do that. And parents, I definitely would not feel so fun for you on that. That just would feel horrible, having the police show up at your door. And I get they still had to do their job, but bringing the ice cream after the fact, I don't know about that. So I don't think I would go down that road.
The kid would not get any more ice cream at that point. Apparently, he already had his own ice cream. So he needed to just eat his ice cream and move along with his day and just move along with his day. But you know what? Being four is really hard. I don't remember being four, but I remember having four-year-olds, and it's a super transition age. There's a lot that you understand how to do, and then there's still a lot that you can't do, and there's a whole lot that people don't let you do. So it can be very frustrating point in life. So everybody's cool. No harm done, really. Everybody got extra ice cream, so that's kind of nice. On the other hand, we do have big deals of the day. Today, there is a couple of tickets to Inconvenience Store, which is a new play by Ben Bromley. That's going to be opening at the beginning of April. So you can go ahead to Big Deals of the Day and get those tickets for yourself. They are half off, I believe, today.
Half
for
the Baraboo
Theater Guild. Yep. So the first weekend in April, you're going to be able to see a new play called Inconvenience Store. What happens when a group of cheeseheads gets trapped in a convenience store? I mean, yeah. I've been in a convenience store, not trapped, but, you know, with a bunch of cheeseheads, and it tends to be funny. So I think that sounds like a great play to check out if you like that kind of thing, and it's on sale today. Also, the morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. So that is all the things we got going on right now we wanted to mention.
Yeah, we got a few things today, so we look forward to having you back at 8:40. Emily, we're talking about calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is sponsored by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Too much. You're the only one I wanna touch. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits.
And more 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. Yes, keep those texts coming in. We want to first hear what your favorite flavor of Girl Scout cookie is. Also, what are your thoughts on the 4-year-old calling 911 on his mom for eating his ice cream that really wasn't his? And then law enforcement shows up, and then the next day they brought him ice cream with sprinkles. So, yeah. Text us. Let us know your thoughts today on both those topics, 608-355-9970. We have a deal for you today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. We have two tickets to see Inconvenience Store by the Baraboo Theater Guild. Those two tickets normally are $32. Today, it's our big deal of the day. You can get those two tickets for just $16. Two tickets for local playwright Ben Bromley's new comedy, Inconvenience Store. What happens when a group of cheeseheads gets trapped in a convenience store? Hilarity ensues, of course. The shows are at the historic Al Ringling Theater, April 4th at 7 p.m., Saturday, April 5th, either 2 or 7 p.m., and Sunday, April 6th at 5 p.m. Again, you can get a pair of tickets to see Inconvenience Store by the Baraboo Theater Guild. Today only, just $16. It was written by our very own Ben Bromley. Shop local and save big. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. Don't forget to text in your thoughts on the 4-year-old calling 911 on your mom for stealing ice cream. Let us know your thoughts on that. 608-355-9970. Or what your favorite flavor of Girl Scout cookie is. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, the Baraboo Theater Guild. Enjoy local playwright Ben Bromley's latest full-length comedy, Inconvenience Store, at the historic Al Ringling Theater. When a group of cheeseheads gets trapped in a convenience store during a storm and a robbery attempt, hilarity ensues. This Baraboo Theater Guild-sponsored show runs April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a pair of tickets valued at $32 for just $16. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
The Bucks lose at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead, but Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton with a spectacular three-point shot, then draws a foul, gave the Pacers a 115-114 win over Milwaukee. Doc Rivers.
That's on us and told our staff, you know, we got to have our guys prepared better for that. You can see screaming before the play. We're already off the bodies, so we're in trouble before the play started.
The Bucks have now lost three in a row. College hoops, for the second year in a row, the UW Green Bay women's team winning the Horizon League tournament. They beat Purdue Fort Wayne 77-63. The Phoenix now headed to the NCAA tournament. The Badgers men play tomorrow in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. Greg Gard says his team has put that loss at home to Penn State behind them.
So one nice thing about younger adults, they move on faster than a 50-some-year-old head coach does.
NFL cornerback Eric Stokes leaving the Packers, signing a one-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are watching the weekend system. It's going to bring some thunderstorms, rain, and eventually some snow from Saturday through Sunday. Today, though, mostly sunny. It's going to be warmer with a high in the mid-50s. 30 tonight, sunny, 63 tomorrow. Talking low to mid-70s by Friday. Does your bathroom need an upgrade? Get the bathroom you've always dreamed of. $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
It's a
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Today is March 12th, Emily, and we're going to take a look at calendar days. What do you see on the list today?
Oh, let's give this a little look-see. Well, there's one that we'll talk about later that we talked about a little bit already earlier, but we'll get to that in a moment. Oh, this is a good one. It's Alfred Hitchcock Day. We celebrate the master of nerve-wracking suspense, twist endings, and psychologically complex characters. I love Alfred Hitchcock. He made such amazing stuff. The most famous probably being Psycho. Everybody knows about that one, I believe. If not, you should check it out. It's one of the best movies ever made, I think. Let's see. What's another one? Oh, if your name is Christian, it's National Christian Day. Hey, Christian. Yours is a name associated with holiness and fashion. What's your secret? I do know one Christian. Only one. You know any, Dave?
I do not, but I do know that is World Day Against Cyber Censorship. Take control of the websites and information you may have access to on the internet. It's also World Glaucoma Day. Put your glasses on and discover all there is to know about these eye diseases. That is something that is very important. And it is National Working Moms Day today. Learn how this day came to be and the best way to celebrate it. We know all those hardworking moms are out there today, Emily.
Absolutely. Don't I know it? I know a way to celebrate it. It's National Plant a Flower Day. Grab those seed packets, wear flowers in your hair. It's time for some gardening. I love that. I actually bought some, not flowers, but some plants at the winter market a few weeks ago, and they're growing inside right now, and I need to get them into some more dirt. So maybe I'll spend a little time doing that later. Another way to celebrate is National No Smoking Day today. Let's reach out to friends or family members who suffer from nicotine addiction. So let's keep that in mind, because that is a yucky habit, and it's bad, bad, bad for you. It's also Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day. Let's honor the professionals who are dedicated to helping us eat and live healthy. I like all these, the flower, the no smoking, the working moms, the dietitian nutritionist day. These are all kind of a good tie-in. I haven't done one of those for a hot second. So I do like those. We are talking about, today is March 12th, and we are talking about calendar days. So we're celebrating a bunch of different stuff. It is also Aztec New Year. Celebrate with Mexico's Nahua communities today. Read on for more in this holiday. So I would suggest definitely to read on more about this holiday, because the more you know, right, Dave? That's kind of what we're always
saying. The more you know, and it is also, this is probably an important one today, so everyone be ready for this, National Baked Scallops Day. Are you hungry yet? We have fun with scallop-based recipes. Oh, my goodness. And all I'm thinking about now is a nice scallop dinner. And you know, go
what? You like scallops, huh?
Oh, I love scallops. One of my absolute favorites. Oh, my goodness. I love them. I love them baked. I love them fried. I love them deep fried. Oh, my goodness. One of my favorite foods ever.
Really? Interesting. That's great. Those scallops, I mean, they are kind of acquired taste, right? They're very oceany. I mean, they've got the grit. They're delicious. It depends on how you cook them. So they have to be cooked just right for me, because I get their... It's a texture thing, man. They're weird, but they're really good. I really like the way that they're cooked in this picture that we get to have on our end, and we get to share with you the imagery. There's some like herbs on there. It looks like maybe some tomato, some garlic, some really nice kind of accoutrements on top. They look absolutely delicious. So Dave's freaking out, just so you know.
I love it. I like it, that picture, and that makes me hungry for scallops like right now. And you know, I've already had breakfast, so it's almost lunchtime for me. So I wonder if I can find any scallops like at 9 o'clock in the morning. If anyone has any ideas where I can get some scallops at 9 o'clock in the morning, text me right now, 608-355-9970, because I am hungry for scallops right now. And so if someone can tell me how I can eat scallops at 9 in the morning somewhere in the Baraboo area, let me know. I'm game for it. You didn't expect
if
it to go that route.
If you can go to the place that Dave can go get some scallops and eat some scallops, like, in the morning, he might take you to the scallop place and have scallops with you. You never know. This might be an impossibility. I don't know. I mean, maybe, yeah, they're not going to be open, though. Yeah, there's a couple ideas I have, but they're not going to be open yet. So
right.
You might have to hit the grocery store. I mean, that might be, I don't know that they have them either.
I know. It's hard to find them, and they're going to be typically frozen. That's the other part of it as well.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know. I'm hungry already, you know. And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, I could use some scallops. Becky just texted in that Festival has them. I should buy my own and cook them myself. But I don't have a place to cook them right at the moment.
Scallops for everyone.
Yeah, but I don't have a place to cook them at the moment. So, but maybe Becky would be willing to make me some scallops too.
Look at you using live radio to ask people to make you scallops. Things are really going down a weird rabbit hole here.
I'm hungry this morning.
Everybody, Dave really wants some scallops, and then he's going to follow it up with Girl Scout cookies. I don't know if they go together, but as far as Dave's concerned, every day is a scallop and Girl Scout cookie day. Every day.
Yes. Well, I just had someone text me and said they would like theirs bacon wrap, please. So that's a good way to eat them, too. So, yes. Thank
you. A good way to eat them that I've had before is... if anyone's ever been to a hibachi Japanese restaurant where they like cook everything on the flat top grill right in front of you and do tricks with the knives and everything, you can get scallops as one of your choice, and they mix it in with all the delicious veggies and everything, and they grill them up so good, and they put like lemon and like all kinds of awesome garlic sauce and stuff on them. So good. So that would be my suggestion, but I don't know that there's a hibachi restaurant near you, Dave.
Not right in Baraboo, I mean, but yeah. We're talking about calendar days. Today is March 12th and is National Baked Scallop Day, and I am hungry for scallops. But like you said, the best way to have a dessert after that would be National Girl Scout Cookie Day, because, you know, it's Girl Scout cookies. We've been talking about those all morning. Now, we did have a listener text in about mom getting a visit from police after the incident with her four-year-old calling her in and ratting her out for eating the ice cream when she didn't eat his ice cream. So she said, what would happen if they would have arrested mom, at least taken her out of the house? Would that have scared the kid? And I'm thinking, yeah, but they don't want to scare the kid that much. And obviously, they took a different approach by giving the kid ice cream. So, yeah.
Somewhere in between those things might have been better. Just like a kind of neutral, like, this is serious. Glad it worked out, kid. Please don't do this again, but everybody's fine and safe, and your mom is not going to steal your ice cream. In fact, it was hers to begin with, according to the story. So, boy, yeah, thank you, listeners, for texting us, and we'd really love to hear your opinions on the morning show. This is live radio. Anything goes for the most part. You have heard us go down many rabbit holes and get majorly distracted by shiny things in our own brains and out the window. So, you know, what? Things are happening. We want to get distracted by you all. You know, let's just give us distraction. We'll talk about it.
I'm never distracted. I wasn't looking out the window watching people working on stuff this morning. No, not at all. Wandering around and see some crews hard at work doing things. I mean, I never get distracted that easily. Oh, no. Wait, I do. I mean, again, we were talking about calendar days, scallops. If anyone knows where I can get scallops at 9 o'clock in the morning, besides cooking them myself, let me know, because I'm definitely hungry for some scallops. Now, I've already got it on the brain. I mean, that's the worst part. And once it gets in your head, Emily, you just can't get it out of there.
Yeah, it's I mean, that is a thing. And, you know, I mean, there's something about what you crave, right? If it's just, you know, right? If it's just because it tastes good, that's one thing. But oftentimes you crave something because your body needs it. So whatever's going on in the scallops, whether or not you really just like them and how they taste and how you can prepare them and all the goodness about them, there might be something going on, Dave, that your body needs whatever the protein and the things that are happening with the scallops. So you know what? You should go get them. You're something's telling you that it's necessary for you to get through your Wednesday. You need to eat scallops in the morning.
Yes, scallops in the morning. Hey, there, you know, there's a whole nother thing going on there. And now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, is,
dude, well, scallops in the morning is totally the name of my next album. Saying.
I think you're definitely right. I think
scallops in the morning. I don't actually have an upcoming album because I'm not in a band. But if I did,
but if you did, it would be scallops in the morning, scallops in the evening. Oh.
So that is an ongoing thing in my group of friends that I've had for a very long time, is when someone has a good one-liner that's kind of like has a ring to it, we say that's the name of my next album. And maybe that's not just us, maybe this is the thing that everyone does that like is kind of music nerds, but man, I wish I'd been writing them down over the years because they are good. So if anyone has fun little quips that could be the name of our next fictitious album,
right?
It's the name of an album for the morning show band that doesn't exist.
Oh, right, exactly. So, Emily, you will be back.
I do want to mention, just a quick food thing. I just want to add to something quickly. This little movie night that we're having on Friday at the Great Day Building, 3:30 to 5:30, playing The Greatest Showman. Also, my sweet, sweet and awesome Great Day agents mentioned to me, and I completely forgot, that it is National Pi Day on Friday, meaning PI, the mathematic pi. So we're going to spin that, and we're going to offer pie. So cool. There is going to be some pies on hand for the movie afternoon matinee action. So, and who knows? We might still have pie left over for brouhaha. So, you know, it's pie day. Celebrate math, but more than anything, you can eat some pie. So we will have pie available. Just that was breaking news on my end, so I needed to add that. Maybe that will bring more people to movie night.
Yeah, pie and popcorn, you know, nothing wrong with that at all. That sounds delicious. So, yeah, stop on over for that. So, Emily, you will be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10 for more shenanigans.
More shenanigans. Sounds like a plan. Everybody have a great Wednesday. And if you find a place to get scallops for Mr. Dave Grant in the morning today, let him know.
Most definitely. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
A brand new comedy is coming to the Al Ringling Theater in April. What happens when several cheeseheads get trapped inside a convenience store during a hellacious storm and a robbery attempt? Find out by coming to see Inconvenience Store, a rip-tickling play presented by Baraboo Theater Guild, directed by Scott Rawson, and written by Baraboo's very own Ben Bromley. Performances are April 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Al Ringling Theater. Admission is just $16. For more information, visit BaraboothearterGuild.org.
99.7 Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Garrett Tesman.
When you get to know your patients for a number of years, you know what their priorities are, what they want to get from the treatment plan. One of my other big passions is integrative medicine. The idea that instead of just treating a disease with a medication, it's taking a step back, seeing about changing lifestyle, be that diet or exercise, and really being able to bring patients off of medications when someone doesn't need it anymore.
For more information about Dr. Tesman, visit ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are watching the weekend system. It's going to bring some thunderstorms, rain, and eventually some snow from Saturday through Sunday. Today, though, mostly sunny. It's going to be warmer with a high in the mid-50s. 30 tonight, sunny 63 tomorrow. Talking low to mid-70s by Friday. Does your bathroom need an upgrade? Get the bathroom you've always dreamed of. $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
99.7. You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never played.
Try to tame your little red love machine.